I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We've got a lot of ground to cover, 700 miles or so, to answer our geoquiz today. The Abraham Path is a 700-mile stretch that links Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian territories. It starts in a region of Turkey called southeastern Anatolia, which is the answer to our geoquiz. Joshua Weiss is managing director of the Abraham Path Initiative, so he's got a pretty good mental map of the network of trails.
It heads south toward Aleppo in Syria and makes its way down through Damascus, crossing over the Jordan River into the Palestinian communities to Nablus, and then down to Bethlehem and Hebron, where Abraham is buried.
Is it a little footpath, kind of, you know, going through, in some cases, some very congested areas, in other cases, desert?
You know, it really varies, because in certain places it follows bigger routes, but then in other places follows donkey paths and other kinds of routes. So it is a traveling route, and the idea is to make it so that people can certainly walk it, but can also travel by car, bus, camel.
I mean, is the aim that this is a different way of seeing this enormously important and diverse land?
There are really two intentions. One was to recreate the route of Abraham, which is a route that's been there for 4,000 years, and to really dust off the footprints, if you will. But it's also a path of connection. The Middle East region, unfortunately, is a place of disconnection, of very little interaction between peoples. And so utilizing the notion of responsible tourism, getting people to interact and work together on a larger project like this, helps to build some of those bridges of connection.
What's it like then to travel through, say, Israel and the Palestinian territories on this path?
You know, you do know that you're going through an area of the world that's got a conflict.
How do you know that?
Well, for a lot of people, as I talk to people, in fact, I was just talking to three students who had traveled the path this summer, they could feel it, as well as being reminded of some of the tensions when they see the Israeli military protests and other kinds of things that are happening around you.
And they must get stopped at checkpoints.
The path in the West Bank now is really winds around a lot of the checkpoints so that it doesn't take it off the table, because we want people to kind of go and have an experience, but a personal experience, so that they're also meeting Palestinians, meeting Israelis, and having the opportunity to talk to them. Very different than, say, a lot of the Holy Land tourism that happens, where people kind of go to the holy sites, get on the bus, get off the bus. If they have any interaction with locals, it's maybe going into a gift shop. This is a totally different kind of experience, and the idea was to get people rooted in a really authentic kind of cultural immersion.
Although, you know, the authenticity is one thing, and the conflict is so present, as you said, even these students who traveled there over the summertime could feel it. Can you take a walking vacation like this and really divorce yourself from the conflict, which is ever present, and one perhaps going through that area should be paying attention to?
You know, the question of safety, of course, comes up. And we've had, over the last few years, about 4,000 people travel the path without incident. And, you know, the people on the ground see it as their obligation to care for you. You know, the concept of a guest is a sacred one, even stemming back to the hospitality of Abraham. When you're in their village, when you're walking, you know, you are vulnerable, and yet you're welcomed in a way that's very unique and very foreign to a lot of people in the West.
How do they benefit from it?
Well, they benefit economically. For example, there's a woman named Ahmed who is a mother of seven, partially blind. And when we started bringing people, she is a wonderful cook. And she was able to actually create a business from this.
Where is this?
This is in Ajloun in Jordan. And so she's literally been able to refurbish her house, buy the plot next door so that she can produce olives and things along those lines, and make a life for herself. And as she said to us, in my village, because of my disability, you know, I was invisible, and you've made me visible. So economically, there's that aspect, but there's also a really important social aspect. In the Palestinian community, there's very few people who had been traveling through there. So people there don't know people from the West. And one Palestinian father in Awarta, which is a village in the West Bank, when I was meeting with him last time, said, listen, I got involved in this for the economic benefit. I'm now seeing my five-year-old son interacting with people from around the world and having experience to suggest that these people are not that different than him. That's really powerful. So that the social aspect of what's going on here makes this that much more intriguing for the people on the ground.
Joshua Weiss is managing director of the Abraham Path Initiative. Thank you very much, Joshua Weiss.
Thank you.